Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is. It's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. We got Raw tonight, which actually is taking place right now. Of course, they have to go head-to-head with his show. But Raw's taking place. We won't do any spoilers for the show, but we have a lineup. And some of the spoilers are already up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com if you want to go up and find out what's happening on Raw. But we'll tell you about what's going on there. We got NXT tomorrow. AEW Dynamite Summer Blockbuster is coming up on Wednesday. We'll give you the card for that. And then we have all of the news, not the least of which is Money in the Bank is moving again. I believe this is the third time that they have changed the date for the show. And we'll tell you the latest about what is going on with Money in the Bank. We've got notes on something that I saw yesterday that I just kind of blew off because, like, what kind of a story is this? But the giant American flag that flew off WWE headquarters, this ended up becoming a way bigger story than it sounds like on the surface. Talk about the WWE shareholder lawsuit, which was supposed to go to court today and unsurprisingly is not. We've also got notes on Best of the Super Juniors and Steve Maclin and all sorts of news. Of course, from this past weekend, we got SmackDown on Friday, which for a three-hour SmackDown, I thought, pretty good show. We'll tell you what happened there. Maybe some collision notes as well, and plenty more. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, today it is Brian Alvarez and Filthy Tom Lawler, and tomorrow it will be Tom and I, because I guess you've got to head out on Wednesday, is that right?
I do have to head out. I am looking forward to this weekend. Three MLW shows, one taking place Thursday night in New York City, and then Friday and Saturday, consecutive days at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia. So I'll be on the road for 4 or 5 days, essentially, which is, that hasn't happened in a while.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and Lance,
maybe we'll be back on the road a little bit more in the future. Who knows, Brian?
God,
maybe I'll see you sometimes.
Yeah, we're going to make a comeback. It's going to happen.
I didn't say that.
Well, I need you to be doing most of the work, so it'll be good for you as well. So anyway, I want to mention that Lance is apparently, he's still suffering, but he's supposed to get some stuff out of his nose on Wednesday. And hopefully after that happens, he'll be able to breathe better out of his nose, and then he's going to try and maybe do the show Wednesday. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And that's where we're at for the next few days, and we'll go from there. So the big thing today, the WWE shareholders lawsuit was supposed to begin the trial today, and it's just not happening. On Sunday, Brandon Thurston, WrestleNomics, reported, court administrator for the Delaware Court of Chancery, Tamara Burton, said both sides have reached an agreement in principle. Burton this afternoon tells me the parties have reached an agreement in principle. At the party's request, the trial is canceled. The parties have advised the court they will present the settlement for approval in due course. So this is going to be settled.
This is the lawsuit that pertains to
the shareholders.
WWE selling, selling the company without doing its due diligence and accepting perhaps an offer that would have been lesser than another offer.
Tom is so excited right now to be getting a check.
I'm not getting it. I don't think I'm getting a check from this.
We'll see how it works. I'm not even sure.
They're gonna, because because this would have been before I bought any of my shares.
Yeah. Thing with this settlement is, I don't know how much is going to be paid out. I mean, obviously, the shareholders would not have agreed to settle if they thought, going to court, we're going to come out of this with $900 million or whatever. So, I mean, there must have been a feeling on both sides that, You know, obviously on the WWE side, they wanted to settle this. And there are multiple reasons for that. Not the least of which is the judge pretty much told him, like, you guys are, he didn't say you guys are screwed, but basically he said you guys are screwed. This was the lawsuit where the WWE side, Nick Khan, Vince McMahon, Stephanie and Triple H and everybody, you know, they were basically told that, you know, you need to, from here on out, all communication needs to be saved. And it is up to you to make sure that communication is not deleted. At which point, you know, Nick Khan, I mean, he basically told Vince to get on Signal. And then, you know, there were multiple meetings, in-person meetings, where after the meetings, Stephanie, Vince, Nick Khan, like all of these different people, immediately set their Signal app to delete messages within like 4 hours or whatever. And so the judge saw this and just was like, you guys, what are we doing here? And so the other reason, besides the fact that like they were seemingly screwed, the other issue is that, you know, this shareholder lawsuit revolves around the idea that it's not just so much that Vince wanted to sell to a place that was going to make sure that he stayed in charge. Because obviously, you know, if you own a company and you're going to sell the company, you know, you probably want to stay in charge. But the bigger...
I mean, that is what Dana White did.
Yes.
Because he owned a portion of the UFC, and then he sold it, and he was kept on as the president. And then he sold the company, and then he gets paid by them. So that's like the best case scenario for somebody like that.
So the other issue was, you know, Vince... I mean, and there are text messages that exist about this. He basically was looking for a deal where they would help him with his legal issues. And you know, obviously, as we've talked about before, you know, you don't have to sell to the highest bidder, okay? But if you don't sell to the highest bidder, you got to have a good reason for it. This was the question that I had when this whole thing came down. It's like, if you own a company, you don't get to choose who you sell to. You have to sell. And the answer was no, you don't have to. But if you don't, there's got to be like a really good reason as to why you didn't. And trying to sell to a group that is going to use their political power to save you from legal, that's not a good reason. And so,
well, it depends who you are.
And also, you know... You know, somebody made a very good point here, which is, you guys realize, and I'm not defending or anything, but this is just the reality of the situation. If Vince McMahon would have just kept paying Janelle Grant, do you guys know how different everything would be right now? I mean, the reason that this whole Janelle Grant lawsuit even took place at all was because he stopped paying. That snowballed into he had to first step away from WWE. Then he came back to WWE and was going to sell WWE, obviously to a group that was going to try to get him out of this trouble that he got into because he didn't continue paying her. And then, you know, once the thing got sold, he ends up getting ousted anyway because of all of the press as a result of this. And now there's a shareholder lawsuit where they're going to have to pay God only... all because this guy stopped paying. That's why this whole thing has happened. It's actually crazy when you think about it.
$1 million, right?
It was something like that. I mean, it was seven figures and not eight, far as I know. So, like, if he hadn't done that, for all we know, we'd still be watching a Raw right now. That, like, they advertised a card last week, and this week they do none of the matches. God only knows where AEW might have been if WWE would have kept, like, collapsing the way that it was when Vince was in charge.
Chad Gable would be on stilts.
Chad Gable would probably be in Ring of Honor right now, for all I know. But it's just, like, it's crazy how this business could be absolutely, completely different if he would have just paid what he agreed to pay. It's wild.
Flew too close to the sun on the wings of pastrami, much like George Costanza did. Trust me.
Money in the Bank has been moved for the third time.
People liked it, Brian.
Okay. So for the third time, Money in the Bank has been moved. It was originally going to take place August 29th. Then they moved it to September 6th. And then today it was announced it is now October 10th at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. So I guess Fightful reported it was a scheduling conflict with broadcast partners, which, I mean, maybe there's something to that. But what I was specifically told was that the issue is more the touring schedule. So WWE has added a bunch of house shows of late. And I think what has happened is, or whatever they're doing with SmackDown on Friday that week or whatever, it's like way too far away from wherever they're going to be doing, they were going to be doing this Money in the Bank pay-per-view. And so they opted to move the date. So whether it's broadcast reasons, I was told touring reasons, whatever. Fact is, they had to move it to October. So this used to be, remember, it was like in July back in the day. Somebody would win the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Well, and Brian, I do have to say, ESPN announced a 17-game college football season schedule, and it starts, I believe, that day.
Yeah.
On that 29th.
The 29th. So, no, the 29th August was moved a long time ago.
Oh. Well, yes. Well, perhaps that's why that's
this was moved. The second date. The most recent date was September 6th. Yeah. That just got changed. So anyway, we'll talk more after the break. Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ed, you saw that the former Alba Fire, one of the names that she suggested when she was signed was Paisley.
Wow.
Could have been Paisley. Apparently she was born in Paisley, if you can believe that. Yeah, wait, some people don't understand.
I thought, aren't most people born in the nude?
Some people, you know, they don't understand how this works, but when you when you're signed to NXT, you, like, make a list of names. And then they kind of go through it, and then you pick out a name. So, you know, next time you see somebody's name and you start making fun of it and blaming WWE, you're probably hurting that person's feelings, just so y'all know. I mean, there are a lot of stupid freaking names, but I won't point any out.
Hey, there's no Buddy Peacock. There's no Bill Ding.
There almost was a Buddy Peacock. I wonder how Bryan Danielson's career would have gone if he would have been Buddy Peacock. That was his idea, everybody. That was his idea, not Vince. He was going to be Buddy Peacock. I seem to think maybe it was his dad's name, Buddy, or something. I can't remember.
What was the Stone Cold gimmick that he was going to be? It was like Ice, the Iceman?
No, this was one they had suggested. It was
something McFreeze.
Chili McFreeze.
Chili McFreeze. That's what we would be watching
that
now.
No, it couldn't have been that. Somebody find out. Chili McFreeze, I think, was like an actual thing.
Yeah, you get that Dairy Queen.
Yeah, the Chili McFreeze. Children of Byzantine emperors were considered born in the purple. Hey.
Well, look at that.
That's why I named her Paisley. All right, let's see. So anyway, yesterday I was reading that there's like a big American flag at the at WWE headquarters.
And the story is tremendous.
And like the flag, like this was like a headline story. I was like, the flag flew off and cut. Like, who is it really that slow a new day or a news day? So, by the way, on Being the Elite, there have been multiple New Day references, so obviously they're coming in. But anyway, so this flag on the...
Are they coming in as Newsday?
They might. They might.
With caps on?
They should.
Bicycles.
Yeah, they should be journalists. That'd be a great gimmick.
They have like a paper
Dude, we better
boy,
do it fast, Tom, before they do
a paperboy intro.
Yeah. So anyway, there was a thunderstorm, and there's a flag on WWE headquarters, and it flew off. Okay? I was like, okay, cool. The flag flew off. Like, whoop-de-doo. Well, then the flag flew off and flew into an electrical transmission tower. And then it caught fire. And then 5,000 customers lost power. And then many of them didn't get power until the next day. All because of this stupid flag. Touted as, quote, one of the largest American flags in the country.
Is this a sign?
Tom, this flag, are you ready for this?
Probably not, honestly, but lay
okay,
it on
especially
me.
When you think
not
about...
Not the flag.
I want you guys to think about where you all live right now, okay? The flag itself is 3,040 square feet.
What?
It is 76 feet wide and 40 feet tall. The company wrote it will fly as a beacon of patriotism, inspired by and in honor of all of our veterans, especially those troops killed in action. And it flew off and caught fire and put people out of... Anyway.
Not the best omen, perhaps, ahead of this UFC White House show, which... May or may not take place this weekend.
It's going to take place, but yes, there is a lawsuit where I guess they're suing the National Parks Service or something like
that.
It
makes sense to me.
I guess.
Yeah, that's part of the National Park Service. You cannot hold for-profit events there. Trump's buying, you know, he's buying stock in this company. I think there's a lot of things that are against the law.
Well,
about
of course
it.
There are, but you actually not, think this is going to like
no.
happen?
No.
Of course this show's going to take place. course it's going to take place. The whole thing's... I'm not watching it. Whole thing's...
I'll be working.
So Eric Bischoff...
In Philadelphia, of all people, the real home of liberty.
Eric Bischoff is hinting that Chad Gable could potentially wrestle for Real American Freestyle.
That'd be sweet.
What do you think about that?
Former Olympian Chaz Betts. Let's get him in there.
What do you think the chances are?
Zero.
Okay.
Right now?
All right.
Would be my guess. Although, you know, Brian, I talked about this before. I believe that, who is it that owns a controlling interest in the Real American Beer Company? Is it the UFC? So, there's like inroads there. You know what I mean? Clearly, they're working together on some level, but I think it's through the Real American Beer, which is the one that obviously is funding Real American Wrestling. So, that is all one company.
Oh, my God. So, this person now says, for Sunday's show, we now are dealing with weather issues. A 50% chance of thunderstorms. That means lightning, right? I don't know if this is a good idea. I think we all know it's really not a good idea, but...
Especially when they built some gigantic, like, metal trussing outside for this. There's going to be a thunderstorm.
Yeah, man.
Did they do their due diligence here in this preparation?
Would I heard they're going to attach kites to all of the...
Who would want to be on the lawn with, what, they want 80,000 people there watching? I don't want to be around 80,000 people.
I don't want to not be patriotic, but how big is that freaking lawn? 80,000 people?
Yeah.
Do we need to Google Maps?
That's what they want. I think they want that on the Lincoln Memorial, watching on big screens, which sounds like an awful time.
Let's see. Google Maps. White House. The White House. All right.
I don't think you're going to get the information that you're looking for.
Well, I got it on Google Maps right here.
We're talking about two different things. You're talking about people attending the actual show on the White House lawn. I'm talking about they want 80,000 people there watching on big screens.
Okay.
Not even like at the event, just in D.C.
I'm trying to figure out how big this White House lawn is, though. It looks like...
I think they may get more people may have attended the
four blocks,
the Juggalo March on Washington. They're going to attend watching in the National Mall.
That's possible, actually.
The South Lawn is about 8 acres, Brian.
Oh, really? Good Lord! Holy smokes! I guess you only see that picture of the lawn in front of the house. How about that?
Just for those who don't know, that's about 350,000 square feet.
Wow. That's like five of my houses.
How many people can fit in 300,000 square feet? Let's see. Between 50 and 120,000 humans, depending on how tightly packaged. How tightly packaged?
Well,
what does that mean?
You can get a lot of me in there then.
That gives 6 square feet per person. No, you don't need that many. 2.5 square feet per person is 120,000 people. Jiminy Christmas. It's a lot of people. I prefer this one here, 800 square feet per person. Then you can only get 375 people on that lawn. Although you want to know, coincidentally, in a standing crowd, 300,000 square feet will safely hold 66,666 people. Swear to God. Swear to God. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but... All right, well, here's what's on Raw tonight.
You're not?
Actually, I'm not. But that's weird. Penta and Rey Mysterio for the Intercontinental title. We've got Sol Ruka and Lyra for the Intercontinental title. We have Seth Rollins, Javon, Tala Tonga, and Ricky Saints in a King of the Ring qualifier. Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Alexa Bliss, Chelsea Green.
It's like somebody hit the Wrestle and Romance match generator when they put together this King and Queen of the Ring tournaments. It just is, like, the most random people they could find all thrown together.
It is quite the lineup here. And then Obafemi will kick off the broadcast.
Never seen him throw one kick.
You're about to.
I doubt it.
NXT tomorrow has Mason Rook versus Naraku, number one contender. Kalani Jordan versus Kendall Gray, also number one contender. Tatum Paxley and Zarya for the NXT North American title. And Shiloh Hill and Tristan Angels for the Mr. NXT pageant. Did you see what's his name? The GM wrote about this, Mr. Stone?
No, I did not.
He was tweeting about it, and he called it the first ever NXT beauty contest. Instead of just a pageant.
Tyler Breeze never had one?
Apparently not. But did you hear who the... like, last week they were making a big deal about all of these judges. Like, you were thinking, like, The Undertaker and Steve Austin and, you know, The Rock were all going to be there. Nothing against these people, but they've announced the judges. You ready for this? Do you know these people? Have you heard this?
No.
Okay, here are the three judges for Mr. NXT. After the break, Observer Live.
To your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Rizza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Control is everything to me. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I just can't make this up, okay? I totally forgot about this. But, like, as far as, like, this White House show, I mean, we're going to be able to pack a lot of guys in because there's a weight limit. The Pentagon issued a memo stating U.S. service members can attend UFC 250 at the White House, but they must meet certain weight requirements. You must have a waist-to-height ratio limit of 0.55. Yes. What are we doing? What are we doing?
What's Trump's height to waist ratio?
I looked it up, but they didn't say. They haven't released his waist circumference, so it's difficult to determine this. But on his most recent physical, he had gained 15 pounds. They told him he had to lose weight. So I'm not sure he's going to hit that 0.55. But yes.
Well, then maybe somebody can file a lawsuit on that.
It's possible.
Violation of the Pentagon memo.
Troops must look good on camera, it
says. Oh, geez.
That's what it says. No fat military people allowed at UFC.
Is it he the head of chief?
Well, yes.
He is the technically number one man in our military.
Technically, he is.
God.
Yes. I don't even know what else you do on this show. The judges. I'm not sure if these... I think they all meet the height... waist ratio or whatever. So anyway, these are the three NXT pageant contest judges for Shiloh Hill and Tristan Angels. You ready for this? Evolve champion Aaron Rourke.
Why?
Kit Wilson. And comedian Matt Matthews.
Okay. I see what they're doing. I don't know who that is.
What are they doing? What are they doing? You said you see what they're doing. What are they doing?
I believe Aaron Rourke's gimmick is like evil gay, or it used to be.
Okay.
So he's clearly like flamboyant. I guess I would trust a gay man's fashion knowledge.
Sure.
Over somebody else's. Then you also have Kit Wilson, right? Who is pretty deadly. Now, I don't know who this
Matt Matthews.
Yeah, I don't know who this guy
apparently
is.
Apparently he's funny.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. So that's what's coming up. Why don't we talk about SmackDown? I need to get distracted. Go ahead.
This is like a lame duck show now because we're going head-to-head with Raw right now from Petty. But this show came to us from Bologna, Italy.
This person says Trump hates fatties. You know that he just was talking about... his, quote, very fat friend, who he said was, quote, fatter than ever. That guy's not going to the White House show. I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
All right.
I thought this three-hour show was better than usual.
We missed Braun Strowman. We got to watch that. He was in Seattle for the first episode. We got to go back and check it out.
Then I saw what he ate and I wasn't interested anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Gooey duck? God.
Have you had that? No.
No, absolutely.
Have you seen it?
Yes. That's why I haven't had it.
What is it? It's a clam?
I'll text you.
Wow. You're going to get booted off the air for that?
I might.
So as Cole and Barrett were doing the show open for SmackDown, Gunther started tearing apart the ringside area. The announce desk took the mic, said he wanted justice for having his foot under the rope against Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes came out. Did his whole entrance smiling, slapping fans' hands as Gunther is fuming on top of the announce desk. Cody said he would face Gunther right there, right now. And then Sami Zayn came out. And Sami Zayn was like ungodly over. He got a huge ovation.
He sure was. Well liked.
He verbally went after Gunther. Cody stepped in. They went back and forth. Gunther pushed Cody into Sami. He locked on a sleeper. All three men got into a fight. Cody went for a dive. Gunther pulled Sammy in the way. It was tough to tell afterwards exactly who is playing what role in this situation. Is Sammy mad at Cody? Is Cody trying to also attack Sammy? We don't really know. We don't know if Sammy was trying to save Gunther, but we do know the end result was Cody diving onto Sammy and taking him out. And then The Miz was FaceTiming with Kit Wilson. He stumbled upon Danhausen's laboratory. The Miz was wrecking the room, throwing stuff around, breaking everything. Danhausen came in wearing a lab coat, and The Miz, he got shocked, and he was left laying, face down, prone.
Yeah, not funny.
Gunther and Nick Aldis had a war of words where Gunther threatened to get his legal team after Aldis. Raquel Rodriguez, JC Jane, Kiana James, and Bayley had a King of the, or Queen of the Ring. Is this a qualifier match, Brian?
No, it's an actual tournament match.
These are part of the... Okay.
Yeah, so the quarterfinals are all four ways.
Yes, but...
It's ridiculous.
Okay. They also, I remember, because Lance and I were talking about this, they call them qualifiers as well. But yes. Like qualifiers for Night of Champions, which continues the King and Queen of the Ring tournament, correct?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know, dude. Technically, they're tournament matches.
Okay.
If you want to call them qualifiers to get to the semifinals, you're welcome to.
I don't want to call them that. I'm just trying to get it right for
But isn't a qualifier
sake.
Also part of a tournament? Isn't qualifying for a tournament basically just an extra round in a tournament?
No.
Yes?
No, qualifying for the tournament is before the tournament.
I know, but basically you're just, it's like...
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but also no. Because sometimes you have scrubs in those qualifiers. You know what I mean? Anyways, Raquel played powerhouse, of course, during this match. Bayley hit her top rope elbow. Kiana gave her a code breaker, which I think they called the deal breaker. And a standing moonsault for two. JC wiped out Julia on the floor. Bayley hit JC. JC swiped Kiana's feet off of a pinfall attempt on the ropes. Julia wiped out JC, but Kiana didn't see it. She got mad because she thought Julia had taken her feet off the ropes to break up the pin.
This was like a good
JC
idea.
JC hit the rolling encore. Raquel hit the Tejana bomb on Kiana, and she got the win.
It was a good idea on paper, but the problem was when they actually did it, like Kiana actually saw that it wasn't Julia and had to pretend like she didn't see. Like the timing was all weird. It was fine. I liked the show. I thought this match was pretty good, actually.
Sami Zayn was talking to Johnny Gargano's corpse. Bro.
Telling you, man, you know how much that guy's getting paid?
They flew him to Europe for this?
Yeah.
To lay face down?
He went on a European
on a
tour,
box.
A paid European vacation, and all he had to do was lay in a box. God bless the guy.
Nick Aldis came over, told Sammy to stay out of Cody and Gunther's business, which that's kind of crap. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Aldis said he had to talk to somebody. Sammy's like, you never have time for me. And he wondered who it was, and it turned out to be, of all people, Chad Gable.
Yeah, got a big pop.
We had Royce Keyes take on Tala Tonga. They did a hoss battle back and forth early on. Tala's able to slam Keyes back first at the announce desk. Works over Keyes' back so he can't use his power.
I just could not bring myself to believe that Royce Keyes could not body slam Tala Tonga. It's like, come on. He could body slam three of them.
He eventually got him up for a power slam. Then Tama Tonga.
What's going on over there?
I'm beside myself by the booking.
It was appalling.
Tama Tonga interferes, kind of. Royce Keyes punches him out of midair, gets chokeslammed and pinned.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
What are they doing?
Right?
Stupid.
Terrible. What are they doing? Do you have an answer?
Well, I mean, obviously they're going to set up a six-person feud. They're going to get Royce Keyes with Truth and Priest.
I'm done with it already. Storyline.
I mean, that's where they're going, but like you can set that up without pinning Royce Keyes. That was stupid.
R-Truth came down to save Keyes. He got beat up. Priest came down to save him, but then he took him away. So Royce Keyes got beat up more. And then in the back, Priest made it quite clear he doesn't trust Keyes. Later on, Keyes and Truth talked, and Keyes made it clear he's not happy with Priest. So, and then the War Raiders showed up also backstage.
Oh my god, this also sucked.
They want a shot at Priest and Truth titles, which, but just good.
Like, I liked this, but I mean, you know, when they show up and then Truth ass act like he's never seen him before, I was like, God.
Rhea Ripley did an interview. Charlotte came out, said she's going to be standing in front of Rhea at SummerSlam because she still wants the gold like that Alabama leprechaun, baby. It was then Tiffy time. Jade Cargill also emerged with the takeover. It turned into Charlotte and Tiffany against Jade and Mishin. They got the heat on Charlotte. She made the hot tag to Tiffy, who ran wild. Got a close two count after a swanton bomb. B-Fab took out Charlotte on the floor. Jade pump kicked Tiffy. Went for the Jaded, but Tiffany rolled her up. Tiffany went for the PME. Jade pushed her, gave her the Jaded, got the win.
Yeah, I thought this way, way over-delivered. I had low hopes going in because I've seen a lot of Jade Tiffany matches that had problems, but I thought they actually worked really well together. I thought everybody looked good, and I thought this was a pretty good match.
Kathy Kelly was interviewing Fatal Influence backstage. JC Jane was crashing out, and then she noticed Brie, Bella, and Paige taking pictures, and they beat the crap out of them. Ricky Saints and Carmelo Hayes had a match.
Good
this
match.
Is a rematch. Yeah, a rematch from a few weeks ago where Carmelo Hayes. Well, what happened is Ricky Saints tried to get the win with his feet on the ropes or the tights. I can't remember, but he cheated. Tried to cheat. He got caught by the ref. Carmelo Hayes, in turn, did the same thing and cheated and got the win. So here, at the end, Ricky Saints reverses an O'Connor roll. Grabs the tights, turnabouts is fair play. He gets the win over Mello, 50-50 booking with each man cheating. And you never know because the commentary didn't mention it. But that's what happened. That's the story.
I would be fine with 50-50 booking because I think these guys should just do one of these wacky best of sevens where they don't tell you it's best of seven. It just is.
And then you never get a finish.
Yeah. Then somebody else gets involved in the seventh match.
LA Knight.
Wasn't it 3-3? And then the last match, like somebody like ran in for a contest or something.
I think like LA Knight was like the special guest ref.
Yes.
And it got thrown out or something.
Something stupid. Yeah.
Blake Monroe, she's coming soon. She's gonna be with Veer pretty soon. Chelsea Green took on Lash Legend. Chelsea took out Lash and Nia with a dive from the floor from the top to the floor. Then she got hit with the last extension and pinned. Solo Sikoa tried to recruit Royce Keyes.
That match was not very good, dude.
Danhausen came to the ring.
God. That finish.
I wasn't too big. What was Danhausen doing? He didn't even do anything.
I don't know.
But which, by the way, this freaking curse, unbelievable. What is happening?
I'm half paying attention because I don't really follow sports, but it is pretty amazing.
It's whoever he curses is legitimately cursed. He uncursed the Knicks, and they haven't lost since. 13-0 in the playoffs, it's being uncursed. It's unbelievable.
That's another one for
After
Dark.
Also is unbelievable, Chad Gable flying all the way to Italy to put on a somber face and tell Rey Fénix, he's sorry.
Hey, he apologized.
For being a fake luchador.
He apologized. We'll talk about the main event after the break. Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Do you meet the height, waist, circumference for this show?
I don't know. I'm pretty girthy.
All right. Take us through this main event.
Damian Priest, Dom Mysterio, Braun Breaker, Trick Williams, Tag Champion versus AAA Mega Champion versus Tag Champion versus U.S. Champion in the King of the Ring match. The winner will qualify to face Obafemi in the semifinals at the Night of Champions. A long match. Everybody had a time to shine during it. Towards the end, Braun speared Priest. Trick hit a trick shot on Braun. He covers Priest. Dom pulls the ref. Trick went after him. Braun gave him a flying clothesline through the announce table. Priest leveled Dom with a clothesline. He went for the South of Heaven. JD McDonough interfered. He got chokeslammed. Priest went for it again on Dom. Liv Morgan gave Priest a low blow. Dom hit the 619 frog splash, and Dominic Mysterio wins the King of the Ring championship extravaganza qualifier, and his prize is going to face Obafemi at Night of Champions.
Bet he wins.
That's his best bet.
I just have that this match. Weird feeling about this one.
Yeah, perhaps there's going to be a an appearance from the Beast, but we will see. And the show ended with Dom telling Oba, much like I'm going to tell you, Brian, right now, count your days.
Count my days. My waist to height ratio is 0.42. So I think I can go to the show. What do you want to do? You?
Yeah,
what's
sure.
What's your waist?
34.
34. Just keep this music playing. What's your height? 5 what?
6 foot.
Really?
5. Get out of here.
Doing 5'11". All right, you're at you're at 0.4. You can go. All right, we're out of here, everybody.
Better than you.
We'll see you at the White House Sunday. Wrestling Observer Live.